God. While you guys are still standing, let's just talk to Father for a moment. Father, we want to thank you that you are present. Lord, we talk about the presence of God, but in this room today, we acknowledge that the presence of God is not something mystical from you. It's simply the presentness of God. And we thank you for the truth in your word that is repeated over and over again, that you never leave us, you never forsake us. So there's never a time, Almighty God, that we're ever in a place where you are not there because you're omnipresent. And so, God, we're grateful, we're thankful for that. But, Lord, we're also aware that at times you manifest your presence, which means, Lord, there's this deeper level of our awareness of you being here. And in this room, Lord, there's many people that are in different places. Some are enjoying the season of life and they are thriving and they're flourishing and they're seeing God do great things. And I celebrate that. And I say, Father, would you speak to them today? There are also many that feel like they're walking through the valley of the shadow of death. There are many that feel like things are not going the way they thought it would, that God has spoken, but I'm not seeing it. Your life is filled with opposition and adversity. People talk about breakthrough and talk about fruit, and while you desire that, you don't see that. And I pray, Father, that you'll speak to those people today and encourage them and do them good. Because, God, you're the God of every season. You're the God of the mountaintops, but you're the God of the valley. You're the God of the breakthrough, but you're the God of the process. And, God, as Christians, we don't want to be just hype, 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 yes, 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 when sometimes we're just crying out, God, help me just to get through today. The Bible says about Jesus that he was familiar with sufferings. He was acquainted with grief. He knew what it was to be despised and rejected. And so it's this God that today we stand in your presence, and I'm asking for an empowering of your people. God, would you shift our perspective? Would we see as you want us to see? Lord, our present reality, but Lord, more than that, would you help us, Spirit of the living God, to see you when we don't see you? To know that you're present when we don't feel your presence. Would we be a people, oh God, truly of faith, that it's not about just conquering the next mountain. It's about believing through the valley. It's about holding on through the valley. It's about persevering through the valley. It's about walking through the valley. And sometimes the enemy is coming against some of you and saying, oh, it's just struggle, it's just struggle, it's just struggle, it's just struggle. And he's coming against with the sense of you're a failure. But I want to speak into your heart even before I start here today that you are here today. You have not given up. You have not walked away. You are in the house of the Lord today. You are with the people today. And God wants you to see your starting point today where Father smiles that you're here. And so, Father, would you open our hearts? Would you speak what's on your heart? And Father, I just pray that in our time together, you will truly, truly empower people. If there's anyone hungry, I wonder if you take a moment out of your mouth, because the creative power is in your mouth, not in your thoughts. I just really want to encourage you with that. Some people say, you know, I'm thinking, the thinking doesn't change it. Thinking, one of the things that speaking does, because life and death is in the power of the tongue. God created when he said, and one of the things that I think God wants to release over your life today is that there's a greater power in what comes out of your mouth, because it interrupts your thoughts. You can have more thoughts and you can have words. And sometimes for many of us, your minds are so busy and so crazy that God can almost hardly get in there because it's chaos. But when you start to speak out of your mouth, you laser it down to what comes out of your mouth, and you might not feel it, but something is created by faith when something comes out of your mouth. So I wonder if you would just take even just a few seconds right now out of your mouth. Say, God, would you speak to me? I'm desperate. Would you show me what you want me to see? Whatever it may be, if you're hungry, because I know that God wants to empower you today wherever you're at. So come on, take a moment out of your mouth. God, maybe it's just, God, I need you. I'm desperate. Oh, God responds to that. God, I want to see. I want to hear. Thank you, Father. We bless you, we praise you, we worship you. Have your way. Have your way. Mighty God. Amen, amen, amen. You may be seated as we just continue. And it's such a joy and honor and privilege to be with you here at Faith Life Church in the third location I've been at. Hoppers Crossing Sunshine, and they changed it on me again. Lucky I was a prophet, I knew exactly where I was going. You know what two prophets say when they greet each other? You're fine, how am I? One of the things that Father has really called my dad, David McCracken, and I to do is to demystify this whole prophetic thing. There's too many prophetic people, and dare I say, intercession prayer people that are just, quite frankly, weird. They're scary. And I love that Jesus was the most prophetic, prayer-filled person that's ever walked the planet, but the common people heard him gladly. If people don't want to listen, I'm not talking about people that are antagonistic towards and they just won't listen to anyone, but I'm talking about good, godly people. Just, there should be something attractive about our lives. And the prophetic is not something to be scared of. I want you to relax here this morning. I'm not going to pull you all out and prophesy over every one of you. We could do that, but that's not Father's intention. Because Father's given me such a clear word. I've never shared it before because I don't preach sermons. I just download what Father says. Is that cool? Will you receive that from me today? And it's so, so cool because my wife and I, Sally, and this is my good friend James. Everyone say hi, James. James and I have the privilege of walking life together. I want to encourage you to walk life with people. No one's created to walk life alone. And sometimes our greatest problem is not that we're going through something, but we're going through something alone. Even God exists in relationship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We're created in His image, not as individuals, but as ones to walk together. And so I really want to encourage you. Some of you, if you want a word of the Lord, here it is. Walk with people. Walk with people. Walk with people. And I'm privileged to walk with James and his wife, Callie. And they were coming, but my daughter's this morning really, really sick just out of the blue. So my wife had to stay and Sally and Callie stayed. So it's, the boys are doing a road trip together. So it's great. We walk together. But I do want to encourage you because it's such a clear word and I want to download that to us here today. But I love when Father brings little, confirmations. It's just coincidence, you might say, but I believe Father gives a lot of confirmations. Because last time I was here, it was, as I said, it was last year or whenever it was at Sunshine. And my wife and I were with your awesome pastors, Ted and Solveig. I love them, I love them, I love them. I feel like I'm indebted to them for life. I love them. When I was 19 and my wife was 18, they were our youth pastors. So it's just so cool that we get to be here with you guys. We were at Manifest Prisons a few weeks back and Ted asked us to come and just knew it was right. And since then, the way it works for me is I'm just walking with Father and Father just downloads statements or whatever it may be. And he downloaded a question to me to speak here today and one word, a question and one word, literally like one word. And I wrote it down on my iPad,
And then I just got on. I've had other ministry. I was in New Zealand last week and been in Sydney. And so there's a lot of things going on in my world. But the reason I'm telling you this is because it was after that the Solway sent me the form with the ministry form, so I knew where I was coming and things about the meeting and that sort of stuff. And only 2 days ago, I realized that we're not going to Sunshine. Coming to Point Cook to Season 5 Resort. And what was really cool to me was what God spoke to me to speak here over your life today. And it started with a question. And here's the question, and I'm going to give you the word, and then we're going to lean into it. And I want you to listen with open ears because you're going to see some things differently today. And it's going to help you. And here's the question that God told me to speak into. What is it the season for? What is it the season for? What is it the season for in your life, in the life of this church? What is it the season for? And what I just chuckled over 2 days ago was when I look where I'm going, I'm going to season five. I'm going, I was close. What is it season for? It's season five resort, but we'll take what we can get, right? And then he mentioned this word, winter. So weeks ago, I'd written down on my iPad, what is it the season for? And then I got the word winter. And I thought, that's really not that encouraging, God. Can you do better? Because wouldn't you like to hear spring or summer? I need you to hear me. Sometimes we miss what God wants to say because we are focused on what we want to hear. Sometimes we miss the empowerment of God because we so desperately want to just hear what we want to hear, and we want to hear that everything is going to shift and change now and the breakthrough is just right around the corner and the fruit's here, and come on, that's where we want to be. That's where we want to be even when we're walking through the valley of the shadow of death. And I believe by the Spirit of God, and I believe this passionately, and I pray you hear my heart beyond my words today. God wants to empower you for the seasons of your life when you don't see the fruit, when you don't see the breakthrough, when you don't see the answers to prayer, when you don't see the growth. Come on, does anyone know that this is what we need to hear too? Because if it's all about, it's just going to change, it's all going to change. We live in frustration and we miss what God actually wants to do. And so I got to come and empower you today. Are you ready for that? What is it the season for? And I'm not saying it's going to be winter, just to clarify. I'm not prophesying in your life right now it's winter, nor for you as a church. And as I go through it, you'll see that. But I am saying that every one of us and every church and every family, can we just be really honest? Can we do that? Every business goes through winters. I'm a faith man. I'm a believing God man. But I also realize that the scripture is full of examples of people that are in prison and that are beaten and that they lay down their lives and their family is far off and they're going through a valley of a shadow of death. Come on. There's lion dens, there's fiery furnaces. We don't want to preach that. We want to just preach the breakthrough, the victory. And I want to believe for that. And I want to declare that. But I want to empower you by the Spirit of the living God today that when you have those seasons, what is it about? What is God doing? And how can we walk through and walk out the other side like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, where the hair of our hair is not singed and we do not smell as smoke? In other words, people don't even know that we've been through it because of what God has done. I want the freedom from it, but Father wants to empower the journey through it. Is that okay today? And this is going to speak to a lot of people right here, right now, because a lot of you are sitting here right now. I need this now. And God knows that. And so I'm pleased that He sent me here for that. So you ready? Father, I need you to speak. I need you to download what is on your heart. Thank you, mighty God, for your goodness, your wonder, your mercy, and your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. You can come and sit down, I reckon. I was tempted to keep her up there the whole time. It's so glorious. How many people are glad that the Holy Spirit doesn't leave when the music stops? I want to empower you today. What is it the season for? And God spoke that statement to me, and then he spoke the word winter. And I want to start to show you what Father said about that in one moment. But can I read a scripture in Ecclesiastes 3? Very, very, very well-known scripture. You might know it if you've been around church for a while. And I just want to read this, Ecclesiastes 3, 1 to 8. It says this, there is a time for everything. Oh, for a revelation of that. I feel a real holy stirring in my spirit right now. And I pray you're really leaning in because you need what Father wants to download. Many times our problem is because we question why this is happening. When the Bible says there is a time for everything. You might say, this is not encouraging, Steve. It's actually empowering. It's empowering. It's empowering. You've read your Bible. I've read your Bible. People go through stuff. I've come to the realization that I will go through stuff. Everyone know what I mean when I say stuff? I'm not talking about the good stuff. Everyone know what I'm talking about. We will go through stuff, whether we're walking with God or not walking with God. I'd rather go through it with him than without him. Don't believe into the lie, I come to Christ, and therefore life will just be success after success, fruit after fruit, breakthrough after breakthrough. If you believe that, therein is your problem. Therein is my problem. When I believe, it's all breakthrough, it's all victory. Because that's not what life is. Did you hear what I just said? Because some Christians, too many, we actually believe that. It's just from victory to victory. No, it says from glory to glory. It doesn't say from victory to victory. And it says there is a season for every, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. And then it goes on and has a whole list. Listen, there's a time to be born and a time to die. How many people know that's real? We don't live forever. There's a time to be born and a time to die. There's a time to plant and there's a time to uproot. There's a time to kill and there's a time to heal. There's a time to tear down and a time to build. There's a time to weep and a time to laugh. Just listen, 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 listen. See, we want the builds, we want the laughs. But there is a time to tear down and there's a time to weep. There's a time to mourn and a time to dance. We just want the dance. There's a time to scatter stones and there's a time to gather them. There's a time to embrace and there's a time to refrain from embracing. There's a time to search and there's a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. Verse 1 again, there is a time for everything and for every season. There is a time for every season under heaven. As I went back into this and I was saying, Father, okay, I know that you said, what is it the season for? I've heard that. And I know you said the word winter. Can you tell me what you're wanting to say? Because I don't want to go and prophesy winter over people. And he said, I want you to go and look at the dictionary definition. I want to show you something. And I'm thinking, I don't need to look at the definition of winter. I know what, anyone know what winter is? It's the cold time. It's the time when you don't see the growth. It's the time when you don't see the fruit. It's the time that we all want to get through to get to spring, right? How many people know that the spring, the new life comes in spring, the lambs in spring, the flowers start to come out. We know what winter is, God. I don't need to look at the word to see what winter is. Then he said, go and have a look. And as I did, one statement leapt out at me. He goes, this is what I want you to speak into. So if you got your seatbelt strapped on, let me just download this, okay? And when I looked at the word winter, what is it the season for? And God is telling me to empower you in the winter. Under the verb in winter, this is what it said. Keep, to keep or feed plants or animals, to keep or feed during winter. To keep or feed during winter. And then God started a download, and that's what I'm going to do with you right now. He said, what we do in winter determines what we see in spring. What we do in winter determines what we see in spring. We all want to see the breakthrough. We all want to see the victory. What we do when we don't have it determines us seeing it or not seeing it. And the words here were to keep or feed during winter. And God just started to lean me into this. And he said, Steve, in these difficult times, in these times where you're not seeing what you believe God has said, anyone ever been there? Just me, okay. Wrong church, okay. Is there another church around here I can go and speak at? Has anyone had God speak something to you and you haven't seen it? You're still waiting for it? There's contradictions? Come on, the Bible says, lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. I pray for some people and they haven't recovered. Anyone else? There's things that God has, you prophetically declared this and I'm not seeing it. These are winter things. God, you promised growth. You promised breakthrough. You promised restored relationships. I'm not seeing it. And God says, drew me to this keep or feed during winter. But in context too, what we do in the winter determines what we see in the spring. And then God took me back down to those two words, keep, feed, during winter. And this is the word of the Lord to us today. And that is to keep yourself in the right places and to feed yourself on the right things when you're in a winter. To keep yourself in the right place. See, when the things aren't happening that God said, how many people know it's easy to step back? We're really quiet here today, and that's okay. But I want you to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Because when things aren't happening as we thought it would, as God said it would, as my Bible said it would, is that too real? I got to be real with you. We step back. And God says it's important. If you want to see what you want to see, which comes in the spring, then you need to keep yourself in the right place in winter. Many times we step back from church. We step away from meeting together with great people who would do us good. God says keep yourself in the right places. Keep yourself in the right places. Can I just bring it down to a real, real honest place for some of us? Some of us, there's some places that we know that we shouldn't go. But when we're not seeing God do some things and when life is tough, how many people know that sometimes we just need something for us to feel better and we go to places that we shouldn't go? For some of us, there's some places that we shouldn't go to. There's some entertainment we shouldn't go to. For some of us, there's some programs we shouldn't go to, some shops we shouldn't go to. Come on. Some places on the internet we shouldn't go to. Some environments we shouldn't go to. And God says, keep yourself in the right places in winter so that you can see what you want to see in the spring. Do you receive that? But he also said, feed yourself. This definition is keep or feed during the winter. And God is really telling me, feed yourself on the things that are going to produce what you desire to see even when you don't see it. Sometimes, I'm just talking honestly with you today. I just feel like I'm sharing my heart. It's very, very easy to, again, escape from reality. Anyone ever been there? Because it's just all too hard. And so we go to places that we shouldn't, but we step away from feeding ourselves. We just want to be distracted. We want to escape. We just give me entertainment, just get whatever. And I think it's so important that we feed ourselves and keep ourselves in the right places and on the right things when winter comes. Sometimes we just need to put on work. All we want to do is just like, scream. We need to put on some worship and just just sit there and let God wash over us. Sometimes we need a, man, all I want to do is run away and escape, but we know that we're just going almost downward in our emotions, in our mind, and how we're feeling. That's where the time when we need to say, hey, I'm just going to pray the word of God and let it wash over me. You might not feel anything, but let me tell you, it will do you good. I'm reminded of David, King David, before there in 1 Samuel chapter 30, where it talks about David and his mighty men. And they've just been out fighting a battle, doing things for God, and they come back. They're tired. How many people know that when you're tired, you got to be careful? Yes? I'm being real practical here. But I'm going somewhere. Stay with me. When you're tired, you got to be careful. And they come back. They've just been fighting a battle. They're tired. They come back, and they come back to where they live, which is Ziklag, and the enemy had come while they're out fighting the battle of the Lord. They come back, and their wives and their children are being taken off into captivity. How many people know that this is not spring, this is not summer, but this is winter? And it comes that his mighty men who would do anything for him, in that moment when their family has been taken off. Why? Because they were doing the work of the Lord and God couldn't even look after their own family. How many? Come on, we've got to be honest. Sometimes the reason why we're in the place, God, why did you allow this? Hang on, I've been doing this for you. And we find this in this situation that he's there and his mighty men, he comes back with them. And these men that would actually go through the enemy camp to get a cup of water for him, they would do anything for this man because they were so grieved in their heart because their families had been taken off when they were doing the will of the Lord. They talked about stoning him. And it's in verse 6 of 1 Samuel 30 that we read the famous statement, and David encouraged himself in the Lord. And David found strength in the Lord, the word says. And I was just drawn to that yesterday. I was meditating. And what is this? This is, he's keeping himself. I got to keep myself in this, and I got to feed myself. I got to feed myself on the goodness of God right now. I got to find my strength in God because I'm not finding it from anyone else around me, including the friends that right now want to kill me. In our winter, I want to encourage you on, empower you. Sometimes we just wanted to change. Sometimes it just doesn't change. We just want someone to say something. Sometimes they do. And walk with each other, encourage each other. But sometimes what you need won't come from someone else. It needs to come from yourself. God, you're good. I love some of the Psalms. David going, how long will you forsake me? God, how long will you let my enemies triumph over me? I mean, he's really real. This is stuff. But he ends up, yet I trust you, God, and I will praise you, and I will worship you. I think, what is this? He's acknowledging the winter. He's acknowledging that this is not how it should be. But God, I got to feed myself. I got to stay in the right place here within myself. I want to say a couple of other things, then I want to sort of shift a little bit here. I felt God say, don't allow your season to define you. God gave me how many people know you guys are sitting that way, so I'll go this way. The greater than sign. That whatever's on, like 9 is greater than 5. Are you with me? You understand what I'm saying about? Whatever's here is greater than what's here. And God showed me, in God is greater than in a season. In God is greater than in a season. And some of us are defining ourselves because of the season that we're in. And God Almighty says, in Christ, Christ in me, that's greater than any season. How can you have Paul and Silas giving praise and thanks to God in a prison? Why? Because they said, right now, we're in this physical, we can't get out of this physical location. Talk about a window beaten and abused and chained and put in a prison because they're doing the will of the Lord. They're in that place. They can't move out of that place. But they said, but we need to keep ourselves in God. In God is greater than in a prison. Come on. In God is greater than in a fiery furnace. In God is greater than a lion's den. In God is greater than emotionally and mentally attacked and destroyed. Come on. in God is greater than broken relationships. I am not diminishing the reality. I am going through a valley of the shadow of death right now. I understand. I'm not putting what you're going through down, and I'm not putting what I'm going through down. We got to not view it that way. That's fine for you, Steve. We got to get past that and say, no, get the truth of what we're saying. Every one of us will walk through winters, but the word of the Lord is in God is greater than in a season. It's important that we see correctly. It's important that we see correctly. And what I'm going to get in now, that was the foundation. Now I want to say the things that really excite me. And I pray you'll hear it. I pray you'll hear it. We got to see it. When we're going through a winter, we need to see the seasons correctly. We need to see the winter correctly. We need to see the seasons where there's the lack of breakthrough, the lack of fruit, the lack of seeing the promise, the lack of prayers answered. We need to see them correctly. And this is what I want to empower you with today. You might be thinking this is not prophetic, but this is what Father gave me to give you, so it's prophetic. Is that cool? Because again, I can just prophesy the next 5 years, the next mountains. I can do that. And I have done those things in the past. But how many people know that even when God's spoken it all, sometimes it's delayed. Sometimes disappointment tries to get in. Here's the word of the Lord to the body of Christ, to you and me right now. Sometimes we don't just need a prophetic revelation of the next thing that we're walking towards, but we need to be empowered how to walk through the winter seasons to step into the fulfillment of it. Many of us are derailed, not because we don't have a vision before us, but because we're in a winter and we have no idea what is going on. And we need to see this winter season correctly. So I want to say two things. And I want to bring out a couple of scriptures that, man, I know them, but I've never seen them before. And I pray you'll be doing good. Let me tell you what God is looking for and what God is not looking for in the seasons. God is looking for, ready for this? Faithfulness in every season. You might say, but I'm not seeing fruit right now. I'm not seeing fruit right now. I'm not seeing the breakthrough right now. This is what God wants. Well, I'm about to show you that's not what God wants whatsoever. I'm about to empower you, but I need you to hear this part first. God is looking for faithfulness in every season. Faithfulness is, I'm going to keep on going no matter what. And God has drawn me to this two things. God wants us to be faithful in to him and in him in every season. God is looking for some people that even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil for you are with me. Is that what Psalm 23 says? But this is what it also shows me. The psalmist writing it had an awareness that God was with him because that's where his focus was. There's many people that can walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but we don't hear, I will fear no evil because God is with me. What gets our attention is just the valley of the shadow of death. And God says, I need you to be focused on me, faithful to me, even through the valley of the shadow of death. The winter times where you see no evidence of me, I'm still with you, says the Lord. And God is calling us to be people that are faithful. I just feel a holy stirring in my heart that God is looking for some people that will keep on going no matter what. When God is doing everything that you want, it's easy to keep on walking with him. When God is answering all your prayers, it's easy to keep on walking with him. Come on, Faith Life Church, I'm talking to you. When you see growth as a church and expansion as a church, it's easy to keep on walking with him. But when you don't see it and God has promised it, that's what God is speaking into today. I'm going to remain faithful to you even when I don't see. In fact, even what I see seems to be the opposite. I've come to a realization that when God says something, can I see something different? It's never a lack on God's part. Some people say, Steve, that's just blind faith. Is there any other type of faith? Faith is the evidence of things not seen. Blind. Faith. It's all blind faith. Have you seen God? There's all an element of, I don't see it, but I believe it. And we need to have a confidence in God in the winter seasons. But also, there's faithfulness to God himself. But secondly, faithfulness to doing things God's way. You know, in those winter seasons, I'm going to keep on doing what you said, God. And I'm going to do it your way. Even though everything in me wants to give up, everything wants to step back, everything wants to just go to questioning, everything wants to go to doubt, everything wants to just react, God, I'm going to keep on doing it your way. I just come with a real simple encouragement to you today, Faith Life Church, and to you as individuals. In your winter seasons, stay faithful to God and stay faithful to doing things God's way. Because here's the part now where I believe some of us are going to see some things differently. Because I'll tell you what God is not looking for. And this might surprise you, it doesn't sound right, but this is where the empowerment's about to come. While God is looking for faithfulness in every season, God is not looking for fruit in every season. You need to hear what I'm saying right now. Some of us are frustrated. Some of us feel like we're disappointing God, that we're letting God down, or we're letting ourselves down because we're not seeing the breakthrough. We're not seeing the fruit. We're not seeing the growth. We're not seeing what we want to see. And I believe the enemy is seized on this wrong way of seeing to keep us in condemnation and to keep us feeling like, what's wrong with me? I go on to come and speak a word of release right now over the next 10 or 15 minutes before we close. I need you to hear this. The word of the Lord is, he says, I want you to be faithful in every season, but I don't require you to be fruitful in every season. I'm not talking about the fruit of the Spirit that should be developed in every time. I'm talking, when I say fruit, I'm talking about, you know, the results that we desire to see and that God has promised. Come on, that healing and that peace, that those things that come, those the numbers, the growth, the breakthrough, the expansion, whatever it may be in your life, the restoration, whatever it may be that you're waiting on. God says that for everything there is a time and a season. And the Bible says in Psalm chapter 1, you might know it, verse 1 to 3, it says, blessed is the person, blessed is the person, blessed is the person who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. In other words, blessed is the one who does not conform to the pattern of the world, that does not do it as the world does it, including going through winters the way that the world does it. The blessed is that person. They meditate on God's word day and night. And they shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Listen to the word of the Lord that brings forth fruit only in season. The blessed person who delights in God, who is like a flourishing tree, only brings forth fruit in season. Yet their leaf will not wither, and whatever they do shall prosper. I need to speak the word of the Lord into your spirit that you might not be seeing the fruit, the results, the breakthrough, but you can still be prospering. Because maybe it's not the season to see the fruit. You don't see the fruit in winter, and we get beat up on ourselves because I'm not seeing the fruit. And God wants to release you today and say, maybe you're not seeing it because it's not the season for it. God says, I'm looking for faithfulness, not fruit. Because I've read my Bible, and my Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 6, Paul says, I planted the seed, Apollos watered the seed, but it's only God that makes things grow. We need a revelation that God makes things grow, that God produces fruit. We are frustrated at ourselves at times because we're not seeing the breakthrough, but it's only God that brings the breakthrough. We're beating ourselves up because we are not doing what God said he would do. And then we question God, but maybe it's winter, not spring. Here's the reality of our lives that I'm going to show you in two more scriptures that I just want to get past this stuff. You don't have to tell me, but if you want to, you can tell me this is you at times. I want to get through this stuff so I can do your will. I can do what you want me to do. Anyone ever been there? God, I need this season to finish so that I can do your will. I can do your purpose. I want to do it, God, but I can't because of what I'm going through. And I want to come. Ah! I want to come right now. And I'm excited because I feel like I'm challenging the enemy that has come against some of you. And I'm breaking his power because the Bible says, do not be ignorant of the devil's schemes. And I'm coming to expose his lie that he has trapped us in something that is totally false. Let me give you this scripture. Just before I say that, no, God's telling me to say it later, so I'm going to say it later. Do what he says. I want to give you the scripture, Galatians 6, verse 9. Are you with me, church? I want you to see this. I want you to see this. I wish I could jump into your spirit and just... I want this deep in your spirit right now, because right now, in this next couple of minutes, God's going to win, the devil's going to lose. Seriously. And if you're going through if you're not going through that right now, there's a praise God, then store this up for the winter. Because last time I checked, seasons come and seasons go, but they come again. Yeah. Can I just say one other thing, by the way, before I say this? Some of us need to, again, I feel by the power of God, I'm declaring truth and exposing the lies that often keep us bound. Because some of us believe that we were doing this and we finished it and now we're in an in-between season. We use those language. That season finished. I know there's something else. I don't know what it is. So right now I'm just in between. Can I come and bring the word of the Lord? There is no such thing in God as an in-between season. It doesn't exist. You cannot be in between seasons. It might look like you're in between seasons, but last time I checked, let me just get this right, June, July, August. So the last day of August at 11:59 and 59 seconds, it is winter. 1 second later, it is spring. Nothing has changed. We see nothing, and how many times do we hear the weather stays the same, everything stays the same, and 3 or 4 weeks later, we have some nice days, and oh, spring is finally here. Spring, winter to spring, there is nothing in between. Last time I checked, it goes winter, spring, summer, autumn, winter, spring, summer, autumn. There is no fifth or sixth or seventh season in between. You are not in an in-between season. There is no such thing as an in-between season in God. You might say, but I don't know what I'm doing. But God knows what he's doing. And for everything, there is a time. And for everything, there is a season. There is no such thing as an in-between season. An in-between season is a God season. Galatians 6, verse 9. I want you to see this. Tell me if you know this verse. I'm just going to quote it from the New King James. It says, let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart or we do not give up. Has anyone ever heard that? Let me see your hands. You've heard that scripture. You've heard that scripture. Let me read it again. Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. This is what I want you to hear. I'm talking about, what is it a season for? I'm talking about the winter seasons. How many people want to reap? Want to see the harvest? How many people want to see the breakthrough and see the fruit? This here, this scripture, shows me something powerful. Let me give you a statement. Let me show you it from the scripture. And then I got one more. It says, let us not grow weary while doing good. Let us not grow weary. Our part, let us not grow weary. What is that? Faithfulness. Let us not grow weary in doing good. And the last part is, if we do not lose heart, if we do not give up, if we keep on going, if we persevere, what is that? Faithfulness. And in the middle, it says, for in due season you will reap. We will reap. But God says, I make things grow. God says, I cause the increase. You need to hear the word of the Lord. Here it is today. Fruitfulness comes from God in due season when there is faithfulness from us in every season. I got to speak this into your spirit. Some of you are just striving to produce fruit. The Bible says in John 15:5, Jesus said, I'm the vine, you're the branches. If you remain in me and I remain in you, you will bear fruit. But fruit doesn't, it's evidence. Come, oh God, help me here right now. It is evidenced on the branches, but it comes from the tree. Without me, you can do nothing. I'm the one who makes it grow straight. You are striving to produce fruit, to see the breakthrough, to see the change, to see the restored. We are striving to achieve. And God says, I want to set you free. I bring the increase. I bring the fruit. But I do it in due season. But I do it in response to the faithfulness in every season. Come on. This is pressure off. I'm going through a valley right now. And I want to see the changes and I want to see the breakthrough. And James knows some of my journey. But right now I just feel God say, Steve, can I shift your perspective? Steve, be faithful to me and faithful to doing things the way that I want you to do them through the winter. You will see fruit in the due season. But if you're not seeing it now and I'm the one that brings it, it's because it's not the season for it. But your faithfulness will release it. It's a promise. Listen to this last verse, and this is Hebrews 10:36. I wonder if Kibu Park could maybe come back up. And we're going to pray for a moment. You guys have been great. I want you to stay leaning in because the purpose of today is to empower you. I pray that God has been speaking clearly. That verse said, and let us not grow weary in doing good, faithfulness. For in due season we shall reap fruitfulness. If we do not lose heart, faithfulness. Now here's a scripture I want to finish on. I want you to lean in and listen. Hebrews 10:36 says you need to persevere. I'm going through something right now. And if you said this to me on the natural level, I'd say, I don't want to hear that right now. God's going to do something in these couple minutes. Many times what we need to hear is not what we want to hear. I don't want someone to say, just keep on going, Steve. Come on. I don't want to hear that. Do you want to hear that? I don't want to hear that. But God knows what he's doing. And what I say to myself and maybe what I say to you is this, what's the alternative? And listen, please, please, please listen to this. It says you need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what is promised. Has anyone heard that? It's in Hebrews 10. Let me read it again. You need to persevere this so when you have done the will of God, you will receive what is promised. And let me tell you how I would have normally quoted that and interpreted that, and many of us would, please hear me. If I keep on persevering, then one day I'll be able to see the will of God. I'll be able to do the will of God. I'll receive what he has promised. I'll see the breakthrough, I'll see the fruit, and that's the will of God. If I persevere, I can do the will of God. But let me take you back to the verse. It says, you need to persevere. You need to persevere. Come on, keep on in the winter. Keep yourself, feed yourself. Keep on going. Come on, do not grow weary. Come on, do not shrink back. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what's promised. We think the will of God is receiving what is promised. No, God does that. That's the fruit. That's the breakthrough. In the context, it says, when you have done the will of God, you'll receive it. What is the will of God? It's persevering. Come on. I want to honor God so much with my life. And God is speaking to me right now, and I pray many of you right now. I think, man, it's almost like this. We almost think the will of God is when we see people healed. And is it? Of course it is. But that's not our part because God heals people. When we step out in faith and pray and nothing shifts and nothing changes and we pray, that's the will of God. We've confused the fruit with our responsibility, which is the faithfulness. I realize that if I'm not seeing the answers, I'm not seeing the breakthroughs, I'm not seeing the fruit, that I can still be doing the will of God, because the will of God is, come on, don't grow weary, Steve. Don't give up, Steve. You need to persevere. I'm not talking about just through a place where everyone can tell you're going through it and you leak poison. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when you go through and you stay faithful to God and you stay faithful to doing things His way, that while you acknowledge it, you're walking through the valley, I will feel no evil because God Almighty are with me. And when the enemy comes and he screams fear, you say, God has not given me a spirit of fear. And if you have to tell yourself day after day after day after day after day after day while you're feeling afraid, that's not being fake, that's being faith-filled. Persevering during winter months is the will of God. Is this making sense, James? I want to pray. I wonder if we could all just put aside distractions. Maybe you want to close your eyes, not for anything deeply spiritual, but just to avoid distractions right now in this moment. Many have frustration. And I believe that asking God this question, what is it the season for? Might in and of itself release some of that frustration. Because God produces fruit in season. What is it the season for? Am I doing what, Father, you want me to do in the winter so that I can see what you want me to see in the spring? We celebrate the birth of new lambs and the flowers budding and growing, but they need to be kept and fed when fruits and new life is not evident. Am I keeping myself in the right places? And am I feeding myself on the right things in winter? While every eye is closed, those three things I was going to mention before, and God said mention them later, He reminded me of it just now, and this is this. Don't misdiagnose your season. Don't misdiagnose your season. But also don't judge another person's season. Come on, church. We look at people and say, what's wrong with them? What's the problem with them? Why aren't they seeing this? Why aren't they seeing that? Maybe it's not the season for it. And thirdly, champion each other on in every season. Can I hear an amen to that? Father, right now in this room, I pray your Spirit will bring clarity. Father, your Spirit will speak to every person. And even right now, as I ask that question, what is it the season for? You'll speak to every person right now. Come on, if you want to know, how about you ask God, God, what is this the season for in my life? For many of you in this room, who you have questions, you have frustrations, things are not going easy. Right now in this holy moment, you and God, please, 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 no distractions. I want to ask you this question. Are you being faithful to God? And to the best of your ability, doing things His way in this season. Because I want to tell you, that is the will of God. I pray for someone you released from the bondage. I pray someone you released from the burden of results right now over your life. I reject that lie of the enemy that has condemned you when you said, why is this not happening? Why am I not seeing the breakthrough? Why am I not seeing the results? Why am I not seeing the fruit? Even though you've been walking with God and yet you feel, what is wrong with me? What am I not doing right? I release you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. By focusing us on the truth that our part is faithfulness and God's part is fruitfulness. And when we are faithful in every season, God will bring the fruit in due season. Thank you, Father. Father, for those that just need you to do something wonderful right now, they need that break, they need that breakthrough, Father, I come into agreement with them in the name of Jesus. Come on, miracles can happen right now in this room. That's not to undo what I've said. I need to empower you to walk through the winters. I believe I've done that by the Spirit of God, but I also want to come into agreement that if God, this is the season, but the enemy is contended for it, right now I come and I stand with my brothers and sisters and I rebuke the devourer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I release the goodness of God in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God. May we be a people, as it talks about in Hebrews 11, that say some of these people lived in faith, believing God. And some of them even died in faith, believing God. Yet they did not receive what was promised. And God, I pray that this will be such a faith-filled people. Just remembered your name, Faith Life, come on. Faith Life, that we are not just faith-filled people, Faith Life people, when we see the breakthrough and we see the promise and we see the fruit. But this is the word of the Lord bringing right now down into this moment, that we will be faith-filled people when we don't see, when we don't experience, when there is questions, when there is contradictions. God, because we will not live by natural sight but by spiritual sight. And we make a commitment to be faith-filled and faithful in every season. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Church, I want to encourage you to keep on going. Every person, every husband, every wife, child, keep on going in your faithfulness to God. And your faithfulness to do things His way. Knowing that He is a good Father. And He will bring the fruit in season. I just feel the word of the Lord telling me to say one last thing. And just don't miss the fruits because you think it's going to look a certain way. Can I ask you a question? What is the greater fruit? Is it that we see a breakthrough in the area and that we see numbers grow? Or is the greater fruit peace and joy and love even when we don't see? Is the greater fruit results or the fruit of the Spirit? Come on. I can tell you right now, I've got the ability to become more of a patient, kind, loving man in winter than I am in summer. So don't miss the fruit because you think the fruit's all about results when God says, no, the fruit is about you becoming a larger person, becoming a more God-like person, even when you don't see. Have you seen at times some people from the same family gone through the same horrible stuff? One of them is just just so disgruntled and hard and just horrible to be around, and one is just a beautiful person, and you go, how is this the case? They've been through the same thing, and look at the results, and it's fruit of character. God bless you guys. What's your names? Jackie. And are you by yourself, or what's your name? John and Jackie. JJ. I'm just drawn to you by the Spirit of God, so I don't even know what I'm going to say, but can I just pray? Father, for John and Jackie right now, I saw a picture right now of you opening doors for others. That is the word of the Lord over your life. Sometimes that people just want to open a door to walk through themselves. I see a holy call upon your life to open doors that others walk through. Open doors for others to walk through. Open doors for others to walk through. And God would come and commend you for opening doors for others. Wonderful. Praise you, Father. I like you guys. God must like you. Guys, thank you so much for having me here. You are such a wonderful, wonderful people. And I pray Father's spoken to you, bless you, done you good. God bless you.